Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us here on Talk Radio 1210. In a moment, we'll be joined by Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman Perry, of course, he's formerly the head of the Congressional Freedom Caucus, and he's a military guy. He's got a lot to say about what the heck's happening here with Mike Johnson. And it's not pretty, but there are other developments around January 6th. And Scott Perry has a bill fresh out there, I believe, once again, to take away the money from the National Broadcasting System, or NPR, public radio. All right, phone lines today are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. We're very happy to bring you Scott Perry. I know he's in the middle of a number of things. Let's go to Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, thanks for carving out time on a busy day. We appreciate it a lot.
Well, it's always great to be on with you, and of course, there's a lot happening in Washington, D.C. at the moment. There's a lot of drama, as usual.
Well, I guess the question I have, and you can realize this, I know you're a big fan of talk radio and sensitive of it. Our job is to keep people engaged. We send people there. You were sent there, and you're doing the right things. You're consistent with it. That's all that we ask. Occasionally, there's going to be a difference. But I have to ask you, what the heck happened to Speaker Mike Johnson here?
I really don't know. I mean, characterized himself as a movement conservative, but if you had to look at the array of evidence presented as to whether he actually is conservative or not, I mean, because talk is cheap, right? Money talks, and the other stuff walks, right? I'm not sure he could be convicted at this point of being conservative. Literally, right now we're on the precipice of just accepting the Senate foreign aid package supplemental. There's allegedly a couple policy things in it, but let's face it, they're meaningless and they're a joke. They're window dressing. And, you know, they actually literally tried to move a separate sham border bill last night so that people could claim, we're also doing the border at the same time. Those of us that work in this operation know that it wasn't going anywhere. It didn't mean anything. And it was just as a talking point, which is really disrespectful to the American people, especially people like the parents of Lake and Riley and others who, you know, have lost their children's lives. That's what's happening. I don't know that I can explain it. Unfortunately, I just have to deal with it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, look, you're a military guy. What bothers me with Johnson, and I even gave ground, even though I think on FISA he caved in and didn't have to. But on this, Jeff Van Drew was on yesterday and made the point, even if you pass this so-called border bill, the Senate won't, but the Senate will grab the Ukraine money which they wanted all along. Speaker Johnson seems to be saying to guys like you, a military guy and others, though, he was in there. He saw something. We must stand up for history here. How does that feel when you hear stuff like that?
Well, I'm not sure what he saw, and I'm not sure it would make a difference if I had seen it. But this is what I do know. We spent $113 billion in Ukraine, much of that money unaccounted for. We have no mission statement, no goal from the Biden administration. Whether it's relevant or not, it's my opinion that Joe Biden, Anthony Blinken, and Barack Obama caused this war, and now they're, you know, as Ukrainians are being slaughtered, they're asking Americans to pay for it. I wonder where the rest of Europe is that sits on the doorstep of this, and why, when we're $35 trillion in debt, that, you know, America has to just keep on funding this. But even when folks say, you know, you're trying to be reasonable and you say, well, can we just talk about lethal aid? We don't want to be paying for pensions and we don't want to be paying for general government operations in Ukraine. We can't afford them in our own country. But let's just say we pay for, you know, some military equipment, hardware, munitions, et cetera. And can we pay for it? Can we take something that we don't need so much and pay for this so we don't increase our debt? That conversation is dead on arrival. I don't know why trying to do the responsible thing is so toxic. I don't know why the Senate won't countenance that. And I don't know why we can't, as the House of Representatives, pass that bill and send it over to the Senate. And if they want to strip out to pay for it, then let them put us further in debt and let them go face their voters. But why would we serve it up to them so that we're forced to make that choice? And, oh, by the way, that's on Ukraine. Look, on Israel, you know, many of us, myself included, want to strongly support Israel. They're under attack, right, and it's not going to end. But adding $9 billion to go to Gaza under the control of Hamas in the very same bill, I'm not even sure how to characterize that. That's like beating somebody up just so you can send them to the hospital. Like, why would you do that? How can we also, those of us who are criticizing Joe Biden for being on the both sides of this war, which he completely has been, then how can we vote to say we're on both sides of the war?
That is so well put. By the way, at least in the readout, and you may have something more relevant, Congressman Scott Perry with us, this loan stuff, to put a fig leaf on it, according to the just released bill that I saw, the president can forgive 50% of the loan after November of this year and the whole thing in 2026. But this is to make conservatives say to constituents, I guess, well, it's only a loan.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? First of all, even if we couldn't forgive it, do you think Ukraine's in a position?
Right.
Do you think they're going to, even if they're obviously not in a position now, but it's 2024. So by 2026, is there any indication whatsoever that they're going to be in any position to pay back billions upon billions of dollars loaned to them?
No.
Like, what kind of joke is this? I think it's disrespectful to assume that the American people are just that stupid, because I don't think they are.
Well, you know what they're assuming, though, too? There's not enough of you to go around. We can't get the word out of exactly what's in here. The media is not going to cover it. Fox will. Talk radio will. You'll do your best out there. So I guess it's better to have that on paper. But you're right. It's an affront, in addition to the spending, to pretend that and put that in the bill.
Yeah, it's like I said, you know, I think you're right. I mean, it will be difficult for all of us to have the megaphone without the media talking about this. And a lot of people just want the money and they don't care. But, you know, those of us who have to vote on this have to face our voters, and we have to sleep with ourselves at night. And it's you know, obviously it would be blatantly hypocritical to be complaining about how much debt we're in and then vote for this knowing, let's face it, Ukraine's never going to be able to pay this back. There's no intention of it. This is a gimmick, and everybody knows it. And to go out and try and convince your bosses, that you're fleecing them, that you're swindling them, and then ask for their vote is just something that I can't be a part of.
Yesterday, Congressman, there was testimony by a former retired colonel in the National Guard about General Milley being the one who held up deployment by striking fear in the others, that he wasn't going to have like a Reichstag moment here by sending in the military. And he said, I didn't play it for listeners yet, I'm just summarizing it. Yeah, he's African-American himself. These black men from D.C. were going to aid Donald Trump in overthrowing the government of the United States and the National Guard there. My God.
Well, I think some of the most important testimony from those officers and the sergeant major was that lies were told about, under oath, on the record, the president's role in requesting the guard, requesting reinforcements, and the timeline, such that it completely exonerates and continues to exonerate the president and his actions on January 6th, coupling with the other information that we saw from the so-called whistleblower from the first impeachment that further exonerates President Trump, that on the first impeachment. So as time goes by and the truth finally comes out, we keep on finding out more and more that the president of the United States at the time, Donald J. Trump, continually had done the right thing and had done nothing wrong. And these are all political persecutions. And I would just say this, it's not often that you see someone in uniform willing to buck the rank and just call somebody out, especially at a much, much superior rank, just to call them out as abject liars. But that's what we saw in that committee yesterday.
Absolutely. Parting area for you. You've released a new bill, National Public Radio, NPR. The woman that heads this, would be comfortable, I think, in communist China or heading up the Biden operation here, that the truth gets in the way of people coming together, among other things that we now know about this. And, of course, the journalist who had to leave this week after, from the inside, giving us what we already knew, a sense of the bias there. Tell us what you're trying to do.
Well, this is what I'm trying to do. If NPR wants to propagandize us like we live in communist China or in oligarch Russia, they're welcome to do it on their dime. But we should not be paying for the propaganda, the censorship, and the control that they and their narrative. Right? It's all a one-way narrative. In a free country, they're welcome to have their opinion and they're welcome to broadcast it. They should pay for it themselves. And so the taxpayer should no longer be on the hook. Obviously, the bloom is off the rose. The cover has been pulled away and we see the wizard. And the wizard is someone who is akin to censorship, pro-communist, pro-totalitarian viewpoints and likely social credits associated with them. The American taxpayer does not want to pay for that and should not be forced to. And so the bill seeks to remedy that circumstance, which, by the way, we have known and suspected for a long time. But look, it's admitted now. So let's just get on with it.
Absolutely. Well, good luck. The primary on Tuesday. It seems like all of central Pennsylvania is going after Scott Perry on the Democrat side, which tells me you must be a danger to that agenda big time. I don't know anybody else that has so many people wanting to step into that ring. So what do we do to continue to support you?
Well, look, we have a saying as a military aviator, when you're taking flak, you know you're over the target. So you're right. I'm sure that they're out for me like they always are. The answer is to be involved, be heard, tell your friends. And, for the good guys that are out there, and there are quite a few that are trying to save the republic and save your constitutional rights and save your pocketbook from the government stealing everything out of it, you're going to have your voice heard, not only by saying something, but by doing something, and that is in voting and getting your friends to vote.
To that point, a view on mail-in balloting. We talked about a couple of recent people, and I think you may have been one, that don't like it as I don't like it, but I want to win. I want Scott Perry to be back there in Washington, and I know if we don't, that's going to be next to impossible. Any thought on mail-in balloting?
Yeah, I don't love the system. I wouldn't have voted for it. I wish we would end it and go back to the system we had. But counting on the legislature to do that anytime soon is a fool's errand. We can take our destiny into our own hands. There are 50 days of voting in Pennsylvania. I prefer to show up on election day with my identification. But if there's any chance whatsoever that you're not going to, get an absentee ballot, get a mail ballot. If all Republicans vote that are on the register rolls, we will win every single election. We can win. We just need our folks to have their voices heard.
Absolutely. Scott Perry, thank you very much. Anytime that we can be of assistance, let us know.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. There is Brigadier General Scott Perry, Congressman Scott Perry. I'd love to get your reaction. Notice what he said about the mail-in ballot. Dan, did we get any? I mean, he's head of the Freedom Caucus. And what did he just say about it? There you go. All right, let me give you the I just threw that in at the end. I almost forgot it. Then I said, wait a minute, you're missing
a golden
chance.
You got to get that out there. Come on.
Mike Johnson, what is it with this guy? Leslie Fishapine, you told me lay off Mike Johnson months ago. I tried, but you just heard what's in this. A loan? This isn't a gift. It's a loan. They'll pay it back. When? Not yet. The phony border bill. He made a great point, too, about Lake and Riley. Killed in this situation. Can't we have a decent border bill in her memory? No, it's all a fraud. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. A lot of other stuff to get to. Joe Biden, says his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
Cannibals?
In World War II. Oh! He goes into his sheets, and people think, who's this guy? Nobody gets up.
Sheets.
And I think he said, I'll buy some of your whatchamacallits there to the cashier, which was all set up. Now, he's going to come in. Whatever he says, here's what you buy. But there's only five people here. Well, buy 500 anyhow. Just give it to them. Yeah, we'll play you the...
Oh, Trump goes to a bodega. He goes to his sheets.
Yeah. That's
right. He's alienated all the Wawa voters.
Yes, that's right. If you're a big patron of Wawa, how can you go to his sheets? Well, that's all they have. It was Pittsburgh, I guess. He's in town. And 30 Kennedys. Oh, my God. Lock everything up.
How many are there?
30 Kennedys. Oh, there's hundreds.
Too
there's
many.
Hundreds. And the worst is the Kennedy III, the one that was a congressman. You talk about a knockoff of knockoffs. That's how far this family has fallen.
Is he the Ginger Kennedy?
Yes, that's him.
Ah.
They're here for one
Chapstick
purpose.
Kennedy.
Not to support Biden, but to say democracy will die if democratically RFK Jr. can run as a third-party candidate. How dare he? How far will they go about this? And why are they tying up traffic? Make the Kennedys walk. That's what they deserve. Yeah, I have more Kennedy bile than just about anybody. Just think about what they got away with, the phoniness. Even RFK Jr., who I admired what he did to Nixon. I wish Nixon had known that, Dan. Nixon sweat. So RFK had guys in the boiler room during the debate turning it up to 100 degrees, the heat. You know, what do you do with that? Well, it's the no-neck thing. They have five guys with no necks.
You
have 25. It's always a no-neck thing. How about lawyers? No. No-neck guys will settle in the court of public opinion. Can you imagine the boiler? Nice win by the Sixers last night, even though I think they killed me at the end, Dan.
Why are we not speaking French today?
At the end, I said, can I call it? Nope, I was wrong. FanDuel over and under was 208, right?
Yeah, you
the Sixers,
got that.
By allowing, yeah, 5 points in the last 6 seconds, were one over it. Ah, oh, what a disgraceful. All right, we'll get
so
into
it. So sad.
Yeah.
You would have had it, too.
I thought I was right all the way along. I mean, they just...
And surprisingly, my 24-leg three-point parlay did not hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 24 different players hitting a three-pointer. Right. It didn't hit.
We'll have that all in FanDuel. 855-839-1210. The White House avoiding mention of Biden's cannibal claim, but we'll get to it. When you have a cannibal story, you got to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Dom Giordano show here on Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano show, welcome in. Thanks to Dan again. Scott Perry, much in demand today. You heard what he said about this. And again, it should shock us, but the last thing I want to do in my role, or the way I think about any of this stuff, you never give up. I don't care if every one of them betrays, and I think that's what Mike Johnson did here. We still have to win. You know, you look around, like the Sixers game last night, and you see Tobias. If I'm playing and I'm a Sixer and I see Tobias Harris out there, I'm like, that's it. I quit. I surrender.
What was that whole, he had a rebound, then a missed shot, then a rebound, then a missed shot? That was embarrassing. You see that?
He had an air ball, and then he shot a ball almost up underneath the rim. And then finally, Nick Nurse, channeling me as a coach, said, that's it. I'm not going down with this guy.
I feel like this needs to be played every time you put Tobias into the game.
Yeah. So, look, Mike Johnson and some of these other people, it looks like they're getting their way. And at any point, you can say, well, why is it worth it then? Why do we do this? You know what the answer to that is. Look in a mirror. Look at your kids. Look at your grandkids. Look at the country. Right? We do what we can do, the best we can do under every circumstance. And with Jeff Van Drew on yesterday, I could tell how disheartened he was. Okay. I'm not saying to take Johnson out right now, because that gets in the way of winning. It would be a debacle right now, but his day will come. This is ridiculous. And Jeff Van Drew yesterday made the point, even if they pass the border bill, the Senate won't do that. But the Senate will gobble this up to get that Ukraine money. By the way, and I didn't go into this with Scott Perry because we were pressed for time. Breitbart says that Mike Johnson's top policy advisor is a former lobbyist. Recently, he's still been a lobbyist that has multitude of clients with corporate interest in Ukraine. Here we go. So they're working this guy over. He's saying how exceptional of a country America is, and we must answer the call of history. What am I missing? What are you missing here? 855-839-1210. If I had asked that question a year ago, a year and a half ago, we'd be loaded up the full board of people saying, oh, yeah, we got to do more for Ukraine. You guys are kidding me. Are you Putin stooges? You think Scott Perry's a Putin stooge, Rand Paul? That's what it is. And Mike Johnson's the one with wisdom here to give Ukraine even more money. And the nonsense you just heard Perry of calling it a loan, when are they going to have the capability to pay that back? And the president can just forgive instantly about 50% of it under this after November. See, after the election the next day. Hey, guys, in Ukraine, that loan, forgiven. Ha, 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 Joe Biden. Where do we get these guys? Is it that Johnson is, I think, genuinely a very Christian individual, public practicer that led people to believe, well, we want that, so let's not look at anything else? What the heck happened here? How has he turned on this? Well, allegedly, he's saying he saw stuff. That this is always the dodge. He saw stuff in the intelligence thing that we didn't see. And if we don't do this, the world's going to end. And Democrats, okay, we don't want to do this, but we'll take you at your word. But we want the border shut down, even though I'm not a fan of thinking that's going to happen under any bill we write. They're just not going to do it. So what's the alternative? We have to win this election to deal with this. Don't do it now. That's the alternative. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. By the way, this is Cut 15, Dan. Just so I get this, I don't forget. This is important. And I talked to Scott Perry about this. This is National Guard retired colonel, official in Washington, Earl Matthews. He says to General Mark Milley on January 6th, the warnings, this guy chilled everybody. We weren't going to have troops out there so that Trump could have a coup d'etat. And to hear at the end, the great line, yeah, these young black men in the National Guard from D.C. were going to be the shock troops for Donald Trump to take over Congress and rule as a dictator. That was going to happen. Just think about that. I think only Matthews, who's African-American himself, could say it. Some white guy saying it. It might be, oh, I don't know. But he said it. Listen to what he said yesterday.
Do you believe that deployment of the D.C. National Guard was delayed?
Yes, sir. I believe that it was a result of an overcautious, reluctant, hesitant, facilitating leadership. And I think they were concerned about the optics, the political optics of a military presence here. And I don't think they trusted the commander-in-chief. And I think that was because of our senior-ranking military officer who was making disparaging remarks about the president to them. You got to remember, the people who ran the Army are very close associates of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They owed this position, they owed their positions to him. And he was not, I mean, there are books about how Chairman Milley was impeding the ability of the president. So I think that was an issue there, sir.
So just to clarify, you think that there was a delay that was calculated for one reason or the other, but you're not indicating that there was a nefarious purpose in that. Just so we don't walk out of here with conspiracy theories DOD wanted the Capitol to fail. I just want to make sure that's not where you're going with that.
I'm not going with that, sir. I'm saying that the conditions were set by this talk of a coup, of a Reichstag moment. I mean, the idea that let me be frank about it. A bunch of black kids in the D.C. Guard are going to usurp the election for Trump. It's crazy, but that's what they were talking about. I mean, and it's crazy talk.
We got to get this guy on. Oh, my goodness. That, isn't that the point? Yeah. These black men from Washington who make up the National Guard primarily here, they're going to do a coup for Donald Trump. Oh, my God. General Milley. Let me go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr, since I did call her out of here. First, Dan, I have to give her a commendation for the wine she gave me last week. Oh, my God. Yeah. I never knew that I would like Chianti that much.
Really? She gave you a new...
Yes.
Wow.
Right out of the trunk of her car after the event was over there. A spectacular night. We did not drink any. It was raining out. Long drive home.
Yeah. Well, when you got home, you had to have a glass, right?
Oh. Two glasses, yes. Yeah. I had to unwind after the successful Rand Paul
event. It was
event.
A great event. Hey, just a producer's note. Tonight at 7 p.m., if you missed last week's event, it's going to be live video, all of our social media. 7 p.m. tonight, Rand Paul sits down with Dom Giordano from last week's Politics and Pines event. If you missed it live, well, too bad. You really missed a lot. I think Leslie can vouch for that. But you can watch it back now starting at 7 p.m. tonight.
Where is that?
All of our social media, 1270PHT on Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere
you
can find
it. And I'm not telling you where I got that suit from because you have to see me personally to get that. Matt O'Donnell over at Channel 6 touching that material all the time. So, come on now. All right, let's go to Leslie Fisher-Pine here on Talk Radio 1210. Leslie, first on the positive side. Wow, that Chianti. Rose says, why don't you tell her yourself? You're constantly talking about this Chianti now. Oh, my God. I'm serious.
It's good stuff, huh?
Oh, my good. It just hit right. Yeah, I got to get over to that secret location and maybe get a case or so.
Oh, absolutely. You have to buy it by the case, which is why I had a case in my car.
Do you always drive around with a case of Chianti in your backseat?
It's not always Chianti, but there's always a case of something back there.
I don't know. I thought of Chianti as, you know, Italian, like the peasant stuff and all that. No.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you gotta buy a case though. Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, if you like something, why not buy it by the case? You get a case discount at Total Wine.
Okay.
And if you sign up with them, they'll send you all kinds of coupons. So I used a coupon, and it was on a limited time special, so it was like $4 off the bottle plus my 15%.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you net out at around $13 a bottle.
Oh, okay. Giving me cheap wine now.
It's $20, $21.
Well, wait a minute. Let me explain how Roe thinks. Somebody once in payment gave me a gift certificate, Dan. So I took Roe out to a fancy dinner. She said, no, you can't go to an anniversary dinner using a gift certificate. It's money. It's legal tender.
It's a good question. Can you, if someone else is then paying for the date, you're not paying for the date.
Oh, okay.
My mom gives me a $100 gift card to Olive Garden. I take Maisie out for our anniversary. That's my mom paying for our anniversary dinner.
Oh,
not
so you'd rather,
paying.
Well, whatever you earn is the way I look at it. That's what you're paying with.
Yeah, it's
my,
true. You could be using that for breakfast for yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, stick $100 bills in my pocket would be better. So, Leslie, Mike Johnson now, after all this, how are you feeling today?
Zioli was going after him yesterday. You went after him a little bit yesterday. You're going after him again today. And what I have to say is you don't know what you don't know. I don't think Trump would have given Johnson the time of day last Friday if he doesn't support what Johnson's doing. And as I say, you don't know what you don't know. So,
all right, well, I say this. Even if Trump supports it, I still don't support it.
Well, there's always more to these bills than what meets the public ear. So, you know, because the Dems always run around and say, oh, they killed this bill, but they don't tell you that there was all this nonsense in there and paybacks. And
wow, wait a minute, Leslie, I read it. And what this comes down to is Johnson sees it differently. I'll give him that. Whatever he learned in the intelligence thing, he thinks Ukraine will go down, I guess. Well, you're going to have to convince the Democrats, though, to give it up on the border. They won't. So we're not getting the border. We're going to spend $60 billion more.
But there has to be some reason that Johnson is going in that direction, because that is not the direction he was going in before. And I don't think it's because they're saying, you know, well, these lobbyists are hitting us hard and, you know, these gun manufacturers are, you know,
I think he legitimately believes it. By the way, Trump is not where he was last Friday. When asked about this, he was completely noncommittal. So, we'll watch what Trump does once this goes
down. Johnson said, and Trump didn't deny it, that they speak almost daily.
Right. Yep. Okay. Well, that'll be the tell.
So clearly, I think if anybody's putting a thumb on the scale, it's Trump. And he may have his reasoning behind it.
All right.
So, for example, the 50%. Forgiveness in November,
mm-hmm.
but not until 26. Okay, so Trump's going to be in office, and at that time, the rest that's due, Trump will hold them to it.
That's still not good enough, but okay, Leslie. All right, I hear where you are.
I just think you need to give the man some credibility, and it's a shame the way everybody goes after him. And I think he's an honest agent, And I don't think he's trying to screw America by any means.
No, I don't think he is.
Just not who he is.
All right, thanks, Leslie. Thanks. I'm not saying that. And I don't think Rich did either. What I'm saying is this is off the rails. I think he believes differently. Well, he's wrong on this. And if Trump does, he's wrong, too.
I hate to be that guy, but I'll be the guy that says maybe he is trying to screw the country because he did 180 on this situation, on this issue. It was completely the opposite stance in Ukraine. So, as Leslie stated, it's a very odd thing to see. There must be she would hope that there must be more to it. I question, is there someone telling him to make this change? Is there something behind this?
Yeah, I don't think he would go that far.
You don't
far.
Think so?
No.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And look, we've had Van Drew on, and we've had Perry on. They're both inside this stuff, particularly
you're right.
Van Drew.
You're right, yep.
And they don't see anything like that. No, it is what it is. I hate that phrase. Coming up, I'll give you the side question. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Now, I don't want Mike Johnson removed at this point to go through all that. Not in an election year. That's the small potatoes of this. It's just that they're going to do this. This is going to pass. That's the hard part. And they're going to put up a phony border bill that the Senate will not pass. So you're giving them $60 billion. You're not getting anything on the border.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Hopefully you heard Scott Perry yesterday. You heard Jeff Van Drew. Mike Johnson's an honorable American patriot. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying he's gotten convinced on this. And I really don't care if President Trump signs off on it. I'm not going to. What is it that we're missing? I never liked that mysterious, well, you don't know what they know here. I'm looking at the logic of it. You heard Van Drew and Perry. They're plugged in. We're not getting anything out of this. And billing it as a loan after November, where the president can forgive 50% of it, then by 2026, they can forgive. No. This is just not where I think the base of the party is. 855-839-1210. You get in. Side question. Today is National Columnist Day. So what we've cooked up is we're looking for your favorite all-time columnist, writer, or reporter, real or fictional. Real or fictional. All right? So I'm going to take Clark Kent off the board.
Oh, that's a good one.
And when we were talking about it yesterday, Dan, I don't know if you have that queued up. We were talking about Frank Rizzo.
Oh, yes. I do not have it queued up. I'll have it in 1 second.
Yeah. And the guy who headed up the I-team for CBS 3 or whatever, KY, whatever they were called then, the TV station, Stan Borman. Went out to Chestnut Hill, Rizzo was walking his dog. See, I love this guy because he was relentless, and so was Rizzo. All right, here's how
it sounds. You don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera. You're a creep. Get away from me.
Well, sir, I'm on the public street. I should be authorized to be here.
I'll break it over your head. Get away from me, you crumb. You're a crumb creep coward. I want to fight you.
Why is that?
Because you're a crumb creep lush coward.
You don't even know me, Mayor.
You are a lush, I can tell by looking at you. I was a cop all my life, and I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush. You're a creep. Get away from me.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Stan Borman. That guy was a great reporter. He gave us the best of Frank Rizzo. I'm cop all my life. You're a lush. Come on now, admit it. Oh, God knows what else. And he had to put his dog in the house. I think he wanted to fight the cameraman, too.
That was a great, great, great moment.
All right, 855-8.
I love that scene. I don't know if you knew, but it's referenced in the Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce Philadelphia Christmas song. They make reference
to
Crumb Creepin'.
Yeah, Crumb Creep Lush.
Broke through that much into pop culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend's singing about it.
So that's one former police commissioner. We may be talking next week to the current police commissioner. We've had great conversation and happy to report we think police recruitment is up. That's really good news. They're doing good stuff there. And, you know, Sherelle Parker on this issue, Kensington Public Safety, I think is doing excellent stuff. So we'll let you know once that's sealed, but hopefully he'll be with us next week. And there's a ton to talk about. All right, so that's side question today. Real or fictional? Yeah, I forgot yours. Go ahead.
I want to do Ray Dininger. Got to give that guy some credit. Let's go to the world of sports. Columnists, writers, reporters.
Right.
I'll take Ray Dininger. And how about the king, Howard Eskin, off the board? He's a sports reporter.
Oh, my God. It's all time.
Quite a good one, too.
Well, I share a lot of his beliefs. Well, he's sometimes inconsistent about analytics and how, you know, it's the eye test more than anything.
Yeah.
But
he was talking about the analytics and Kyle Schwarber leading off recently.
Well, I agree with him.
He's on a campaign against Kyle Schwarber, and it's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, he's a little bit anti-Phillies and too much pro-Eagles. I'm the opposite, maybe. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. You got the side question. Get in on that. You hear Mike Johnson, where we're going with this. And we also played you yesterday that testimony, the National Guard official, Colonel Earl Matthews, really stunning with what he came up with. The Kennedys are in town. I wonder if there's anybody remaining who would give us what we used to hear about the sainted Kennedys. Just think about it. They had all the money in the world. They were just doing public good by all their shenanigans and running the country.
Lobotomizing.
Yes, lobotomizing. Every one of them should have been president. 30 of them in town today. Not that I'm going to want to know, but if anybody's keeping chart of how much alcohol would be out there today. And they're going to knock on doors in North Philly, canvassing for Biden. Can you imagine the security there? And they're all here to tell us democracy will die if RFK Jr. is able to run. Think about that. So if a third party guy is in there that people want, maybe they don't want Trump or Biden, that's bad. We'll play you with Carrie Kennedy, who seems to be the spokeswoman for this group of 30 Kennedys today in Philadelphia.
How many?
30 today.
What?
There's got to be 500 of them out there somewhere. And to my knowledge, not too many of them are in office. I think for 50 years, at least one Kennedy was in Congress. It's her birthright. Which one was the attorney? Townsend Kennedy, I've had on. Nice lady, Dan. But if we got her on, it would get crazy because of telling me why Robert Kennedy Jr. shouldn't be able to run. All right. 855-839-1210. Coming up. We have somebody who supports Mike Johnson.
Oh.
Tom has been on this before, and you know how much I respect him. He's anti-soccer. He's an attorney. I play an attorney.
I love that you lead off. You know how much I respect him, and the first thing you say is he's anti-soccer.
Well,
before
right.
The fact that he...
Well, and he's an attorney. I only play one on the air, and he's been the most difficult on the Ukraine issue way back when, so he's consistent. Tom Giordano's show. So Tom is answering the bell here, supports Mike Johnson on this. Tom of Rosemont, noted attorney, or mainly noted for prosecution of soccer for the last 20 years, along with me. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, give us your side first, because, well, then we'll get to the main event.
All right. I switched my side. I want to go with Bill Lyons, the Philadelphia Inquirer sports columnist, incredible writer, but his last columns about his battle with Alzheimer's disease made you cry and laugh at the same time.
Yeah, he is one of the all-timers. And I don't even know, Tom, right now. They don't seem to have sports columnists of the... I like Sandy Grady back in the day and a few others. They don't seem to have quite that kind of portfolio now. That's a good one, Bill Lyons. Yeah.
I don't have the 99 cents to subscribe to the Inquirer.
Oh, you don't think Marcus Hayes is a great columnist of 2024?
Anyway, so
yeah,
are we ready for the main event?
Yes, Tom? Go right. Sound the bell. Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Tom, I could not be more disappointed than if you were wearing a Lionel Messi jersey. You are so wrong. You are so wrong on this, okay? We spent trillions of dollars during the Cold War to oppose Russian and Soviet expansion. Since the Ukraine war began, for billions from the U.S., the Black Sea fleet is largely turned into scrap on the bottom of the ocean. Thousands of Russian tanks and armored vehicles are destroyed. Thousands of Russian soldiers who have no good intention towards our interests are dead or wounded. We are spending money to essentially pay U.S. companies to ship weapons to Ukraine that were built by American workers. It is a bargain. It is in our strategic interests, and I have not disagreed with you this much since No Savesies.
You knocked out your argument right there. The No Savesies, obvious communist Dan suspicion association there. So Tom, the thing of it is though, so you don't buy the people like Rand Paul and others that talk about how are we spending all this money in Ukraine. You're just going to go that it's a bargain. The other part, the Cold War, obviously, Russia was a direct threat to us. I don't see in any way, shape, or form that they are now. China is the threat. And the corruption there is unbelievable, to put it mildly. So if we're going to do that, and you're right, there is an argument on your side, then we ought to be able to get something out of this. And that would be our own border. If we can't do this for our own border, why are we worried about the border of Ukraine in this manner?
Fair enough. Now, Tom, first of all, in regard to foreign policy, Rand Paul and I are not friends.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm sure he's an excellent. I'm sure he's an excellent bourbon drinker. In terms of tying the two issues together, it's not. If Ukraine had never been invaded, if there had never been a war, not one single dollar that has gone to the military aid to Ukraine would have been spent on the border. If Ukraine ends the war tomorrow, none of that money is going to the border because Joe Biden won't spend it there. There's not a single penny being wasted in Ukraine or sent to Ukraine that would have secured the U.S. border, because the person who would secure it doesn't want to do it.
All right, Tom, does it concern you, though, or do you think you're on board with this? You think tactically it makes sense? There is no sense of what the end game is here. In other words, we're going to fund all this, and Ukraine can't possibly believe, or maybe you do, they're going to drive the Russians out of there. The best they can hope for is some kind of stalemate, it would seem. So doesn't there have to be a sense of negotiation behind the scenes tied to this?
I believe you negotiate from strength, Dom, and I don't like to stretch historical analogies too far, but was there any reason to believe that it made sense to do lend-lease aid when the only nation left on Earth facing off against Hitler was Britain?
Yeah, I don't
think that. I mean, we negotiate from where we are, and where we are right now is a stalemate of the Russians that we forced upon them through the bravery of the Ukrainian people, and I'm not ready to sell them out yet.
All right, Tom. Well put. Thank you. And Bill Lyons is a very good choice.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. All right, Tom of Rosemont here on Talk Radio 1210. Hit us with that all-time real or fictional, like Clark Kent. Stan Borman is not fictional. He wasn't an actor brought in to set up Frank Rizzo. All right, Linda Kearns is with us. Oh, do we have some sound to play you of the Philadelphia Commissioners meeting yesterday? Wait until you hear this stuff, then we'll get her commentary. She was there on election integrity. In other words, I take your point. The offense is mail-in balloting. The defense is election integrity. What are we doing to stop these Democrats from what they want to do? Like the clown out there in Montgomery County. All right, 855-839-1210. She's in the on-deck circle here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.